Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You may have the right to do something, it still doesn't mean that it's a good idea. For many folks, summertime is the time to be outdoors, have fun, raise some hell, and make some noise. As the Beastie Boys said, you have to fight for your right to party. And some people get pretty annoying while they're exercising their rights. A couple of weeks ago, we were at our summer place at Myers Flat, and it was the annual Redwood Run. Our place is a long ways from the freeway, but there was a persistent background noise of motorcycles going up and down Highway 101 and Avenue of the Giants day and night. It stopped abruptly Saturday night at 9, probably for the live music or the wet t-shirt contest. From the photos I've seen, Redwood Run looks like people are having fun and it's for a good cause, but the roads and highways of southern Humboldt are really pretty noisy during this two-day event. There are laws limiting the noise that a motorcycle can emit, but it's clear that many of these bikes do not comply with that law. An idling motorcycle should not make your car vibrate when you drive past. Excessive noise is considered a pollutant by the EPA, a pollutant with potential medical consequences. Loud noise causes your body to respond in fight or flight mode, and that response is a biologic stressor. Okay, telling a biker to quiet down seems a little absurd, I'll admit. The loud bike is part of the image. It's an expression of social defiance, but it's also really inconsiderate as well. Some bikers groups use the slogan, "Loud pipes save lives." That's a catchy slogan, but it's probably not true. A quarter of motorcycle fatalities involve alcohol and other drugs. A quarter of fatalities don't involve another vehicle, and most of those involve failure to negotiate a curve. I don't think the muffler is a factor in those situations. Actually, helmets save lives. So back to Myers Flat. With the Redwood Run in the background, two people started riding noisy dirt bikes up and down the road for about an hour. Someone at the river bar shot guns for over 2 hours. Another guy drove his four-wheel drive up the shallow parts of the Eel. I think driving a vehicle in the river is probably illegal, but people do have the right to drive off-road bikes and to shoot guns. But there comes a point where the place and time for doing that infringes on other people's rights. The river bar at Fernbridge is the site of nearly constant firearm activity most weekends. Vehicles backed up to the riverbank do not look like a well-regulated citizen militia. It looks like a bunch of folks raising hell. A well-regulated citizen militia would pick up their trash. So there are laws on the books limiting motorcycle noise and clarifying where a person can discharge a firearm. I know law enforcement spread thin and has competing priorities. I do think some awareness and self-regulation would go a long ways. Riding a legal motorcycle is probably almost as fun, as much fun as riding an illegal one. Target practice for 1 hour is not a lot different than shooting for two. I do not expect total silence, but I should not be subjected to a constant barrage either. I got this off my chest, and now I can go back to Myers Flat and start up the lawnmower, weed whacker, and chainsaw. This is Mike Goldsby for Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.